Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our 11th installment on the closing brachos of Shmona Esrei. What I would like to speak about, at least for one, maybe 2 days, is Modim Derabanan. We don't say it in the silent Shmona Esrei, but when the Chazan is doing his repetition of Shmona Esrei, and he gets to the words Modim Anachnu Lach, that we give thanks to you, everyone in the congregation responds with their own version of Modim, which is not what we said in the silent Shmona Esrei. It's very interesting. It's called Modim Derabanan, the Modim of the Rabbis, because there are a number of opinions in the Gemara in Sota, Daf Mem, Amin Aleph, as to what would be proper for the congregation to respond at this point. And Modim Anachnu Lach is basically a conglomerate of all those different opinions. So it's known as Modim Derabanan, the Rabbi's Modim, because it's a combination of various comments by the rabbis in the Gemara. It's so strange that we have that as part of our Shmona Esrei. It's such an interesting thing. There's Kedusha, where we talk about how we sanctify God's name like the angels. That we have as this responsive thing in the middle of the Chazan's repetition, but we don't have a special insert that we all jump in the middle of the Bracha of Rifo'enu or Baruch Aleinu. All of a sudden, when we get to Modim, we all jump in. And the Ribar Yakar says that there's an important idea here. It's understood when we're asking for something from God, we certainly are all in agreement that we want it. So you have the bracha of Rofecho Le'amo Yisrael, God should heal the sick of Israel. So the Chazan says God should heal the sick of Israel. We say Amen. There's no question that we mean the Amen, because we all know someone who's sick. We all know someone who needs better financial well-being, so on and so forth. When it gets to the issue of thanks, it's not enough to say Amen. The Ribar Yakar explains that we have to make it crystal clear that we feel very strongly as a congregation that we want to express our thanks to God. And that's why there's a specific formula that's recited when the Chazan gets to the Bracha of Modim. It's a very interesting thing to think about. Another point, Rav Hirsch says, you see tremendous things about the whole concept of giving thanks from this insert of Modim Derabanan. What's our normal concept of thanks? Someone does something nice for us, so it's only polite, it's only proper etiquette to thank them. Maybe if we're really, really kind, we'll write a thank you card. That's very special. Rav Hirsch says, we see here that when it comes specifically to the concept of thanks, it's not enough to even just say thanks. We bow to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that has a lot to do with our relationship with God, but that in its own right is a lesson about midos in general. When a person does a kindness for us, we have to see ourselves as being utterly, totally indebted to them for that deed. It's very interesting, by the way, this is halacha. If a person, for example, is still davening the silent Shmona Esrei, when the Chazan in his repetition gets up to Modim, in most cases it's considered proper for a person to bow, just like everyone else in the room is bowing when they say Modim, because heaven forbid that a person should look around and everyone's giving bowing and thanks to God and this one person isn't. So it's really a fascinating thing. It's essential to reflect on in our relationship with God and really in our relationship with each other. How do we express gratitude? To go a little bit further in the words, there's a phrase at the very end of it, Al she'anachnu modim lach, literally translated, for the fact that we give thanks to you. It could be also above the fact that we give thanks to you. What exactly are we saying? The Avudraham says that the pshat is we thank God for bringing us close so that we understand that we need to give thanks to him. For that we thank God. That's what the Avudraham learns is the pshat. The Rimigash says that Al Shanachnu Modim Lach is, at this point, we give thanks to you beyond the thanks we've given to you throughout our prayer. So we've given thanks for this, for that, for the other. And finally, after all of it, we say we need to give even more thanks to you. Al Shanachnu Modim Lach, that it's beyond that which we've given thanks to you. These are two possible meanings in that phrase at the end of Modim Derabanan. Thanks very much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.